It's time for Mike Detective, Unlicensed and Uninsured Private Eye, Episode 9. There's no such thing as a free punch.
Every PI knows that at some point his number will come up, and once it does, he'll be able to place his order with those Jews at the deli. Well, it looked like my number had finally been called, because this case was a load of baloney, thinly sliced. Stephanie Klein and I found ourselves stranded in the middle of the ocean on a strange boat. Once we got out of this, I promised myself that I would find myself a new deli, one where I could worship cows instead of eating them. But such a place surely doesn't exist.
What are we going to do, Mike?
I have an idea. Let's jump over the side and flail around in the water, screaming for help. Someone is bound to come.
Why would we do that? We don't even know if we're in danger yet.
I hate boats. It has to do with my childhood. You see, when I was growing up, my family had a lot of hardships.
You poor, poor boy.
I just said that. In fact, my family was so poor, we would sometimes have to eat our own farts just to stay alive.
Oh, Mike, when we get out of this predicament, you'll never go hungry again. I'm going to treat you to an all-you-can-eat buffet of kisses.
Sounds good, but no woman pays for Mike Detective. I'm treating you.
But I invited you.
I'm the man. It's expected of me.
Let's just split it.
Oh, it's great when two people can laugh.
Laughter is truly the best med school.
Let's just take a look around, see what we can find.
Not so fast.
A creepy man!
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
You're not me. Nobody is. Not even me. So that leaves me with one question. Who are me? I mean, who are you?
I'll never tell.
Quit quoting your favorite Brittany Murphy lines and tell me who you are.
I'll never reveal my identity.
Just like Justin Bieber, never say never. And just like Sean Connery, never say never again. And just like John Cusack, say anything.
My identity must remain like orchestral maneuvers in the dark. Secret. But unlike OMD, as they are more commonly known, if you leave, you'll be leaving this life for good.
What the fuck are you trying to say?
I don't really know. You see, I'm crazy. Simply daffy. And I'm jumping off this boat right now.
Who was that guy?
His name was Jerry. And he was the sweetest, kindest man I ever knew. Sure, he was crazy and would stow away on people's boats and then act malevolent and then attempt suicide. But he was still more of a hero to me than any 9/11 firefighter ever will be.
Then who the fuck are you?
I'm also named Jerry, but spelled differently like the curl. Jerry Boat Captain. I'm the captain of this boat. Kelsey Grammer hired me to bring the two of you out here in the middle of nowhere and leave you alone on this boat during a typhoon. This shitty old boat would sure to sink, killing you both while I'd make my getaway safely on a life raft.
Luckily, the weather is like the score in that Scarlett Johansson movie. Perfect.
Yeah, I love trading places. Oh my god, my trading places amnesia is cured.
The weather may be safe for now, but the typhoon is approaching. Look at the waters. They're just like the broccoli Dana Carvey used to cut. Choppy. This boat is doomed to sink within this hour.
Oh, no! But we must be a mile away from shore as the gull flies.
Not a gull mile. Not a coal mile.
Don't worry. Even though Kelsey Grammer hired me to abandon you over here, I just can't do it. I'm not evil enough to leave two people to die while I escape unharmed on a life raft. So to make up for the fact that I would even consider doing such a nefarious deed, I've destroyed the life raft and am now going to kill myself.
He shot himself in the head as he jumped overboard! The typhoon is starting, and we have no idea which direction will lead us back to dry land.
Look over there. There's a bird with a star on its crest.
Where?
Over there, on the starboard side.
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of them over there.
That's why I called it the starboard side. There aren't any on the other side, just a bunch of boxes of wine. That's why I call that side the Beaujolais side.
How curious. What are they whistling, do you suppose?
I don't need to suppose shit. Ever since I saved the Bird King's nephew in one of my previous adventures, The Case of Murder Most Foul, F-O-U-L, I understand birds perfectly. Sounds like it's saying, tweet, 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 tweet.
What is this, Twitter?
Speaking of which, you can follow me at Mike Detective.
Mike, now's not the time for multi-platform social networking. Now's the time for translating bird language into English language.
No, you don't understand. It is communicating in English. Birds have a very limited vocabulary. Just tweet, tweet, and occasionally fuck and cunt. Instead, they mostly communicate via sign language. That's why they flap their wings so much.
I thought that was to make them fly.
No, the jet engines in their beaks make them fly.
Boy, you sure know a lot about birds.
If you like how much I know about birds, you should hear everything I know about bees. For instance, they's got yellow and black butts.
So what's that star-crested bird saying?
He's saying he recognizes me as a hero to the bird empire, and as a reward, if we follow him, he'll lead us to shore.
Do you know how to steer the boat?
Of course. Growing up, I had many friendships. Now, let's go! I grab the wheel, faster than it takes molasses to drip down a tree trunk. There must have been a lot of old men snoring because the rain really started to come down. And did you know that rain is when God jerks off onto our heads? It's a fact. Anyway, I followed that bird just like Dorothy followed the yellow brick road. Singing the whole way. Follow the yellow brick road! Follow the yellow brick road! Follow, 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 follow!
Mike, what is that?
Sorry, it's a habit I picked up while starring in a high school production of The Sound of Music.
Well, throw it overboard. It looks ridiculous on you.
Yes, I played Sister Margareta. Wait, look up ahead. Land ho!
What'd you call me?
Look out, up ahead, rocks!
Oh no, the ship is heading right for them!
Did Mike and Stephanie survive the boat crash? I hope so, because if not, there won't be an episode next week, and I get paid scale for this. Iguana scales, that is, which I find delicious. Mmm. Lunchtime, everybody. Oh, and find out what fate befalls Mike and Stephanie next week on Mike Detective.
What you call me?
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.